Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, we are here at the Canadian Toy Con, our first event of 2016. I'm here with Sarah.
Hi, again.
Hi, again. And, of course, back for number 17.
Yes.
The first of 2016.
The lovely Alfonso.
The lovely Alfonso from Studio Comics. How's it going, sir?
Very good. Thank you very much for stopping. And I'm so happy to be at this show, starting the year, you know? It's exciting news.
A great venue, always.
Yes. You know what? I love these small little shows because they have always, the one-on-one contact with those people. They come around and, talk about, all the stuff, all the geek stuff around.
Yeah.
Really good. Really good.
I always like this one because it's like a family reunion because I know everybody here.
Yeah. And then it's small. It's cozy. It's all these vintage toys that brings you back so many memories. Awesome.
For sure.
Awesome show.
Now, we're going to start the interview off with some bad news, but then some happy news. Heroes Reborn is not coming back.
I know. That makes me so sad. I mean, it was so excited. And I guess that's exactly what they were, looking for, to see if the show was good to be picked up back. I mean, I need to be honest on that one, right? So then I love the show. I'm a huge fan. Huge fan of the show. However, you have to expect something like that when it's kind of trying to revive a dead body.
Right? Yeah, okay.
Okay, so it was really good. I mean, I was excited to hear that it's coming back. I have my expectations set on knowing, you're going to see another season, and that's it. So then when they finally released the whole news saying that they're now coming back, I'm like, oh! It hurts, but at the same time, it's like, okay, well, it was expected.
That two-part time travel episode was awesome.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it worked doing good.
Yeah. And by the way, Matt Parkman, what a dick this season.
Well, he was always that type of character, throughout the first season. Actually, even in season one, he wasn't really being a hero, though. He was more,
I guess.
Yeah, he was more looking after his own, benefit. He was always trying to get rid of all this craziness that he has on his mind.
I guess so.
And then now you have him being more like a villain, per se, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I like participation in all the characters. I think that was really, really good. That was really good.
Now, on to happier news, Sarah has actually read your All Jack City graphic novel.
Yay!
Because I won training day at the Geekery Con.
Nice.
And I was so busy, but I finally got a chance to read it, and I loved it.
Carlos, listen to that.
Yes. It was really, I really enjoyed it. I couldn't get over how much I was going to. I was okay, I'll give it a shot, because I'd never read any of your stuff before.
Okay.
And then I was reading it, and fell in love with it. So.
That's fantastic. You know what? When we're putting together this story, the story, the whole Object City, the story comes back for a school of Carlos. When I finally first picked up the book to be published under Studio Comics, the book was already there. He was publishing this as a web comic.
Oh, okay.
So then the early stuff from Object City, we are going to start it publishing soon, per se. But what's going on here, Balmer?
It looks like he's going to make out with you. That's okay.
He's being nosy.
So then when we start developing this new Object City for the books, for Studio Comics, you can see there's some pages, and you can see the evolution of the artwork, too. So that's the funny thing. One thing that we did, especially for the compiled book, was the whole concept to put stories on between number one and number two. Uh-oh, Steeble is nearby.
I wasn't going to say anything, but now that you mentioned it, I'm just going to watch and try and make you laugh. But, you mentioned I'm here, so now I'm here. Staring. Standing. Nothing interesting to say. Just, interrupting the interview again. Yeah. Come over and say hello to, Jaesu, but,
Hi, Dr. Steeble.
Hello. Good. Do you like Star Wars?
I love Star Wars.
Really? Yeah. It was entirely A New Hope, but with, younger, hotter actors. But it still had the magic. The magic that you lost, Mr. Lucas, when you decide to go realistic with political stuff. Nobody wants politics. That's why they go to movies. Who cares about Senate stuff? If you wanted boring stuff, you just go watch the White House stuff, okay? Star Wars should be about lasers and lightsabers. Pew, pew, pew. And magic, not midichlorians. Why'd you try and science things up just to appease those weirdo science people like Bill Nye the Science Guy? No. Lucas, I'm glad you're not on the next movies.
All right. Anyhow, back to your comic.
And ladies and gentlemen, that was Dr. Steele.
Just one thing. Please don't edit that out.
Okay.
Because that was good.
Oh, God.
So it started off as a webcomic.
Yes. So I started off as a webcomic, and then, yeah, so Algic City is now... Okay. So one special thing that we did for this book, like I was mentioning before, is that between number one and number two, we put an extra few pages, on the complete, the transition between number one and number two, that is the number one and a half and two and a half. Those ones that were published, they were originally published in Spanish. So then what we were doing... as a strategy to publish the books is that between number one and number two, you used to have a one and a half number. So we published those ones on Spanish. Then when we finally complete the whole set, the first set, we put everything together in one single compiled book, and then it becomes the whole story, but now everything in English, right? So I'm really happy to say that we have these Algic City book. We have them French version ready.
Oh, wow.
So we're trying to reach that. The same thing with 2010. And it's a kind of an announcement per se. We have the other series that they came out the kind of the same time, that was the Six Faces of the Dice. That one we have already on French too. So then that's the next stage. We're going to start announcing that one soon. Of course, it's this market. We want to explore that market, right? The French market, to see how much of a response we have on that regard. But then, so far we've been doing really good, right, with those books. Yeah.
Very cool.
Almost. I wish I knew Spanish.
Well, you know what? It's so many things that you can say that they get lost in translation. But then also we have a really good translator. I want to say that helped us not only to translate the story but also adapt it,
mm-hmm,
to make sure that story matches, the
right
whole flow goes fine and you can actually understand the whole story. So then it does have that sense of the flow of the story gets fine, right? So then that was a fantastic job of another member that is helping us to do the translation of the adaptation and translation of the actual book. Yeah.
I'm just horrible with names. I read it. I'm bad with names. real life people and characters.
Yeah.
Bad with names. My favorite character is the robot that was turned into a real human.
The real human. That's
love her. I do. I love her.
Carlos, listen to that.
Actually, I would love to do a cosplay of that.
Yeah.
Of her.
Really?
Yeah, I really would. I would. When I was reading it, I was like, you know what? That would make a fantastic cosplay.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Cool.
Okay.
More cosplay fans.
There
you go.
I'm trying to help out, Alfonso.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Nice. So we lost Alan Rickman this last week.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite Alan Rickman movie?
You know what? I'm not a big fan of the Harry Potter.
Okay. I think I know what your answer is going to be.
Okay, bye.
Was it Die Hard?
Of course it was.
Okay.
No, Die Hard. I mean, I'm a big Bruce Willis.
Oh, yeah, that's why I knew.
That's something when I saw, when I hear the news about it, it's like, yes, it hurts.
One of those classic villains almost stole the movie from him.
Yes, yes.
Oh, no, not almost, he did.
Yeah.
Well, he did try to, he did get to say yippee-ki-yay as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
So. So then, that was pretty sad news, I might say.
not a big fan of Harry Potter. I don't know. I tried to watch them.
Me neither.
I tried to watch it so many times, but I'm not into it. It's painful for me. It's painful. It's like, I cannot believe that this is happening. There might be a reason why it's so popular, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, so then.
Okay. I still like you, Alfonso. It's okay.
I don't know. Like, as a personal note, I think that because Harry Potter is right beside the Twilight series.
Oh, no, you can't compare them. No.
Yeah, them's fighting words, I guess.
Twilight sucks.
Thank you. That's my opinion. That's my opinion about Harry Potter.
And
no, just kidding.
And happy birthday. You had a birthday this last
week.
Yes. Oh, happy belated.
No, thank you. Birthday. Oh, there you go. Thank you.
And just made a quick note here. People that share a birthday with you.
Yes.
Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters.
Yes.
Nice. You're in good company.
Grant Gustin, who plays The Flash.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and LL Cool J. Those are the three big ones.
Cool, my God. And me. Yeah, and me.
And you.
And then you guys want to be like, okay, so then give me back my day. Right? I want to share it with you. That's awesome. That's nice. Awesome. Well, thank you, guys. That is always good to see, like, so many good friends online. And
For sure.
For me, it's just another year, right?
Yeah.
And I'm happy to see you guys. I mean, even if it's not my birthday, I'm happy to see everybody.
We're happy to see you every time, man. It's number 17. We're going to keep coming back.
Oh, God. This is so amazing. How many years now, Jace?
We started 3 years ago this month, actually.
Yeah.
And then, as we keep mentioning, we did our first table at Articon a couple months after that.
And that seems
where we met you and Stevel and everybody we still talk to.
Yeah, and then we have, I think that Articon is going to bring some good surprise this year.
Oh, that's what I keep hearing. I'm so excited.
So that's hashtag Arakan or whatever. I don't know. Let's do something like that just to keep the buzz because I love the show.
And, great.
And as a geek, information about that show, Arakan, I think it was the very first show in Canada that we actually did a variant cover for the Night Spike. So the Night Spike had the first variant cover, like those variant covers. Special edition for a show that was done for Articon. So then that show kind of was like, it's kind of like the date when Marty McFly traveled to the future.
There you go.
Everything started happening from that. So then I'm really excited to hear that Lara, they're going to
show. And we have so many friends we met that day, which is fantastic. I remember I didn't even have anything to do with that interview. I was standing there watching you and Balmer talk, listening to Toronto Batman screaming behind me.
Check that interview. That was pretty fun. Here, Toronto Batman.
Good times. And I'm busy schedule this year.
Yes, we are. We are doing a few shows. We're coming back for the Oshawa Comic Con, so they have a one day show. That's quite nice. Also, the same guys that they're doing the Oshawa Comic Cons, they are branching out Lindsay, and then doing. They're doing a few other shows around the area. So then we're looking to put together something special for them. Of course, the ones that you must do this year, Fan Expo, Niagara Falls,
Toronto
Hamilton,
Comic-Con.
Toronto Comic Con. Okay. So then the ones that are on the circuit already just by default.
Okay.
But I'm excited to see that I think that it's going to be another show. They're going to repeat the experience with Windsor Comic Con.
Oh, cool.
That's what I heard. I haven't had any confirmation of it, but that show was quite exciting. That was good.
That was good.
And you know what was the best part, the highlight of that show is that I have finally had the chance to see Kevin Smith. He's such a great guy. I mean, I don't know how this guy does to fill 4 hours of talking of his life.
And right? Always interesting, too.
And fun stuff, you are engaged all the time. You are listening to the story. That's so amazing. That's really cool. So that the people over there on Wayne
sponsored that show, Comic-Con, that was pretty nice. The people who put together the show, that was also amazing. So, I mean, that was a really good show. So I'm excited to hear that that show is coming back, or at least they're planning to put it together. You have another show that I'm happy to hear that it's rolling. It's the, of course, Niagara Falls.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's the favorite for so many people. So then, I like that. So, yeah, kind of like a busy schedule.
And no FrostCon this year.
No. I know.
I talked it up to Sarah here, and they're not even having one.
No FrostCon. But, I mean, that's something that Anthony has to, like, check with the rest of the board of FrostCon.
Yeah.
But I think they have a good plan to just wait it out for, like, for a year or so.
Oh, that's cool.
And then come back next year. So then, yeah, I mean, that sounds like fun.
For sure.
Yeah,
for sure. Well, dude, pleasure is always talking to you.
Yeah. I love it.
Continued success. We definitely love the updates and seeing you at all these shows.
Oh, yes. You guys, I'm so happy to do number 17 again. We got to get.
Thanks, man.
Okay, see you guys later.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.